From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. If you've been meaning to sign up for the new Medicare drug benefit plan, time's running out. After midnight Monday, enrollment will freeze and prices will go up. The Bush administration has touted its success registering more than 80% of eligible subscribers. And according to the White House, more than 70% of eligible African Americans have either enrolled or already have drug coverage. But 83-year-old Willie Coburn of Phoenix, Illinois, isn't biting. We spoke with her last November to see what she thought of the new program.
I'm a retiree from my job, and I have insurance to cover me for everything the rest of my life. But I don't understand the Medicare D at all.
At the end of our chat, she invited us to call her back as we neared the deadline. She thought she might have a better idea of the program by then, so we called her this week. Unfortunately, she's no clearer than she was before.
Like I said, I don't understand Medicare D at all.
And according to Ms. Coburn, she's not the only one who's still confused.
Everybody at the community center seems to be having a major problem with it, too. So they have someone from Medicare to come out and talk with you. And nobody seems to want to get Medicare D for some reason.
Though Ms. Coburn receives comprehensive health coverage from her former employer, she was automatically enrolled in Medicare D, but she found the choice of plans overwhelming. And while Part D lowered the cost of two of her medications, it significantly raised the cost of a third.
Say, for instance, I was paying $2, and the highest I was paying was $4. The other day, I got a prescription for $38, you know? They put me in Medicare D, automatic, rolled me in Medicare D with AARP. But I had to resign from that because it was messing with my retirement benefit. My insurance pays everything. I have life insurance. I have go to any hospital I want to. Any doctor I want to, and I get a couple bonus a year from it. And we have a store that you can go to, like a retail. We go to the store and get stuff cheaper.
As it happens, cost is only one reason she dropped her Part D coverage and why many of her friends at the community center won't be signing up. Politics also plays a role.
I don't think anything a good thing that the president is doing. It's something in it political, and I don't want to be in no political insurance. And it's something about the president is pushing it. He wants 4 million more people to join because they join is too slow. It's something they're getting out of it. It's something like the HMO insurance is no good either. You once get stung by something, you just don't like it anymore.
That's 83-year-old Willie Coburn of Phoenix, Illinois, who retired from Lever Brothers more than 15 years ago.